إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you once again. We continue reading from the book Al-Ajuba Al-Mufida and As'ilat Al-Manahij Al-Jadida, Beneficial Answers on Questions on Innovated Methodologies. Of our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Al-Doktor Salih Al-Fawzan Al-Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. The next question: لقد انتشرت ولله الحمد الدعوة إلى منهج السلف والتمسك به، ولكن هناك من يقول إن هذه الدعوة إنما هي لشق الصف وتمزيقه وضرب المسلمين بعضهم ببعض ليشتغلوا بأنفسهم عن عدوهم الحقيقي، فهل هذا صحيح وما توجيهكم؟ The following question was: the person says, Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah, the call to Manhaj al-Salaf is spreading, Alhamdulillah. The call to Manhaj al-Salaf, that which the companions that were upon, that which the Prophet left the companions upon, and holding to it. Alhamdulillah. And this is something that is known, Alhamdulillah, through the talks of the ulama and the students of knowledge and the callers, and mukhlisun, sincere ones, and through their books and seminars, and alhamdulillah. This is a reality, alhamdulillah. However, he says there are certain people who they say, of course there are certain people who are not upon the haqq, they are not upon the manhaj of the salaf, they say that this da'wah, this call, da'wah salafiyya, actually, is dividing the ranks of the Muslims. Salafiyya is dividing the Muslims. And Salafiyya actually is meant to make the Muslims fight one another instead of being together and fight the real enemy. Certain people say that about the Manhaj al-Salaf and about Salafiyya. He says, is this correct? That Salafiyya divide the Muslims, make them weak and make them fight one another instead of all of them coming together and fighting their real enemy? Is this correct? And what is your advice, your Shaykh, and your guidelines? قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه تعالى في هذا الجواب هذا من قلب الحقائق. He says, this is from twisting the reality and the truth. This is a twist to the reality. Those who they say that da'wah salafiyya bring chaos and divide the Muslims and fight one another. It was brought out there so that the Muslims fight each other and the like. He said, this is from twisting the reality. لأن الدعوة إلى التوحيد ومنهج السلف الصالح تجمع الكلمة وتوحد الصف. He says, because calling to Tawheed, this is what دعوة السلفية is about. The main call دعوة السلفية to Tawheed. And منهج السلف الصالح, adhering to the methodology of the righteous predecessors, الصحابة and التابعين, that which bring the Muslims together. That's what makes them united, the unity that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what brings the Muslims together. It does not divide the Muslims, as they claim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ شَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Surah Ali Imran, verse 102, and hold on all of you together. Doesn't matter the Arabs, non-Arabs, the black and white, rich and poor, kings and slaves. Doesn't matter. You're Muslims, is a command from Allah. Hold on all of you together to the rope of Allah and don't be divided. وقال تعالى في سورة الأنبياء verse 92 إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون. This nation of yours is one nation. Shouldn't be. Is one nation. And I'm your Lord, therefore worship me. قال الشيخ فلا يمكن للمسلمين أن يتحدوا إلا على كلمة التوحيد ومنهج السلف. He says nothing brings unity to the Muslims except توحيد upon the methodology of the Salaf. That's what's going to bring unity to the Muslims. So now these people talking about the manhaj al-Salaf divide the Muslims and make them weak and fitna and... No. Nothing brings the Muslims together and unite them, the unity that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than tawheed. That's what brings the people together, tawheed. And being upon the methodology of the Salaf. وَإِذَا سَمَحُوا لِلْمَنَاهِجِ الْمُخَالِفَ لِمَنْهَجِ السَّلَفِ الصَّالِحِ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا كَمَا هُوَ الْوَاقِعَ الْيَوْمِ. But if they, those who adhere to the manhaj al-salaf, if they allow their opponents, these innovated ideologies, to continue to work and spread their evil, that's what brings division and chaos and splitting, as it is the reality these days, he says the Shaykh. قال فالذي يدعو إلى التوحيد ومنهج السلف هو الذي يدعو إلى الاجتماع. Says the one who's calling to tawheed, the one who calling the people to tawheed, his da'wah is based on tawheed. The one who's calling the Muslims to adhere to manhaj al-salaf, the caller who's calling the Muslims to adhere to what the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and Atba' al-Tabi'een and the great Imams of this religion they were upon, these are the Salaf. He's the one who's calling to unity. Because unity that is pleasing to Allah, not just unity of people, how many millions you have behind somebody. No, the real unity that is pleasing to Allah, that Allah is pleased with, the unity that Allah wants us to be upon, cannot be achieved except through Tawheed. Through Tawheed and adhering to the manhaj of al-Salaf. وَالَّذِي يَدْعُوا إِلَى خِلَافِهِ هُوَ الَّذِي يَدْعُوا إِلَى الْفُرْقَةِ وَالْإِخْتِلَافِ. He says, and whenever you find a person whose his call is opposing the Tawheed, his call is opposing the manhaj al-Salaf, this is the person is indeed who's going to division, chaos, and splitting among the Muslims. Okay? So they're the one that causing all this splitting, and they want to blame it on those who call to unity. Ahlul Ahwa wal Bid'ah, the people of innovation, and the Ahzab, the Hizbiyun, who their da'wah is not based on Tawheed. Their da'wah is not based on the Sunnah. It's not based on what the Sahaba were upon. They're the one that dividing the Muslims, taking a group of Muslims and a party with them on what they are upon. And they want to blame those who adhere to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, to the methodology of the companions and that which the Salaf they were upon, they accused them falsely and blindly that they are the one that causing division. A'udhu billah. Our brother Sheikh Jamal bin Farihan al-Harithi, he mentioned a footnote. We're going to read to you some nice footnotes to make this clear. Because who are these people? Because he's going to mention names of these groups. These groups who, through their leaders and their callers, whether in their speech or in their books or in their tweets now and Facebooks and the like, internet, they accuse the ulama and the students of knowledge and the callers to al-manhaj al-salafi. Ayna, so they say, قال إن الدعوة إلى التوحيد عند فرقة التبليغ جماعة التبليغ وفرقة الإخوان المسلمين إخوانيس الإخوان المسلمون. Okay, these are the two main, one of the two main deviant sects in our time. Because they were not known like century ago, they were not known. Okay, they were not known. So they were founded. So da'wah that was not even known a couple hundred years ago. So it was, how would the people really leave off that which we are commanded to hold on to in the Quran and the Sunnah, to adhere to the way of the companions, radwanullahi alayhim, and leave that to adhere to a Sufi way or a Takfiri way? Wal'iyadu billah. That's why Shaykh, he focused on these two main deviant groups, Jama'at al-Tabligh, because they are everywhere, almost everywhere. And the Ikhwan al-Muslimun, they causing problems. They used to cause problems only in masajid, here and there. Now they're causing problems to countries, governments. Now, it's years ago, it was only, this masjid, they go, they send a couple of people to a masjid and turn it upside down. Now, a couple of Ikhwanis, they go to a masjid upon the Sunnah, they turn it upside down. Now it's beyond that. Now they go to a country and turn it upside down. And we lived longer to see that. Some of the ulama, our noble scholars, they were warning against them and saying what these people are able to do, all the damage they can cause. And those ulama, they died. Some of them died 20 years ago. Some died 30 years ago. Some died 15 years ago. Some 10. And when you read their statements, their fatwa of 20 years ago, you think, subhanAllah, it's like they live with us now. Actually, not that. Actually, when you read the statements of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn al-Qayyim, and you were like, subhanAllah, does he know what the Ikhwan is doing these days? Does Shaykh al-Islam know the Ikhwan is? Because the same tactics and the same moves, okay, subhanAllah, they are known. Yes, the name changed, but the falsehood stays the falsehood. Doesn't change. Okay? That's why these two deviant groups are very, very dangerous. Jama'at al-Tabligh. Don't be deceived by them, came to you with the turbans and stuff, and long beards, and he give you his miswak. Don't even take his miswak. What do you want to do with it? Don't you have a toothbrush back home? You have a toothbrush, that's enough for you. Buy your own miswak. He's going to give you that so that to get you like, oh, he's a good brother. What do you mean good? He opposes the sunnah upon bid'ah. What good is he upon? So don't, some people, laymen, they are deceived with that. Just because he takes his hand and hold your hand for 15 minutes, you're sweating, you're like, come on, Akhika. Some people, even the phone is ringing, he doesn't want to get to his pocket to get the phone, the man still holding his hand. Can I just get my phone? Oh, okay. Yeah. Now they're like, subhanAllah, that brother is amazing. He held my hand and I feel somewhere. What do you feel, man? Subhan Sophia and Bidah. Didn't you feel that one? Take the people away from Tawheed. He says, look, these two deviant groups, إن الدعوة إلى التوحيد عند فرقة التبليغ وفرقة الإخوان المسلمون أمر منفر ومفرق للمسلمين زعموا. He says, calling to Tawheed. So this is the calling to Tawheed. This is what? The foundation of who? The prophets. The prophets and messengers. That's their da'wah. This is what they call to people to. This is the methodology of the Prophet in calling to Allah, is Tawheed first. But Jama'at al-Tabligh, what they say about Tawheed? Ikhwan Muslimin, what they say about Tawheed? Says that's what divide the Muslims. That's what caused problems between the Muslims and split them, Tawheed. That's what they claim. وَلَا يَرَوْنَ الدَّعْوَ إِلَى التَّوْحِيدِ مِنْ أُصُولِ دَعْوَتِهِمْ. They do not see, that they don't consider Tawheed as one of the fundamental principles of their da'wah. Like one of the brothers, he told me once, he's like, he was with Jama'at Tabligh for a while, and he asked them, he says, these six things you guys call into, I don't see Tawheed in them. What is Tawheed? They say, get out of here, man. He's dangerous now for this da'wah. Cannot be amongst them now. They're like, just go, don't come here again anymore. You see? He said to them, why are these six principles you're calling to and making a big deal? What is Tawheed? Tawheed is not in them. Naam, akhlaq is a good, alhamdulillah. Salat, yes. Dhikr, beautiful. But what is Tawheed? Tawheed, the main subject that the prophets call to. Every single prophet call his people to Tawheed first. Because what Salat is going to do? Huh? Salat, Zakat, Hajj, being a good Muslim, honest, but upon shirk, is it going to help? It's not going to help those people at all. It's like someone who has the engine is shut down, but he's still getting a nice rims. He painted the car, beautiful painting. He changed what? Muffler, put a nice one. Put like a nice cushions inside. Is this person really, what he doing is right? Because this car in the end of the day, what? Ain't going nowhere. Their da'wah is not going nowhere. وَلَا يَرْضَوْنَ بِمَنْ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى التَّوْحِيدِ. Jama'at al-Tabligh and Ikhwan Muslimun, they are not pleased with any caller who called to Tawheed. They are not pleased with that. بَلْ إِنَّهُمْ يُحَذِّرُونَ مَنْ يَدْخُلُ مَعَهُمْ مِنْ أَنْ يَتَكَلَّمَ فِي التَّوْحِيدِ. But rather, what is known realities, this is realities, that these two groups, Jama'at al-Tabligh, these deviant sects and group, Jama'at al-Tabligh and Ikhwan Muslimun, they warn anyone who wants to be with them against Tawheed. Don't talk about Tawheed, man. Because to them, Tawheed split the Muslims, bring problems. وَهَذِهِ وَاقِعَ وَقَعَتِ الْأُسْتَاذِ مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ مُحَمَّدِ الْأَحْمَدِ نَفْسَهُ. Here is one of the Ustad, Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Muhammad al-Ahmad, as the Sheikh Hamoud al-Tawajri, because Hamoud al-Tawajri, he has compiled a book, one of the ulama, this is one of the best books that refuted Jama'at al-Tabligh. Ayna. The ulama, they wrote books against them and student of knowledge, but his book is one of the main books. القول البليغ في التحذير من جماعة التبليغ. القول البليغ, that's his book, the name of it. القول البليغ في التحذير من جماعة التبليغ. In the page 64, the meaning of what he says. قال الأستاذ محمد طلب مني الأمير, يعني أمير فرقة التبليغ, توجيه كلمة إلى الحجاج بعد صلاة العصر. So this أستاذ, the Sheikh Muhammad bin عبد الأستاذ محمد, he says, he was with Jama'at al-Tabligh. He says, the Amir, meaning the leader, because every group, they have an Amir. He said to me, okay, man, listen, won't you give a talk to the Hujjaj? That was for Hajj, in Hajj. He says, give a talk to the Hujjaj, pilgrims, after Salat al-Asr. قَالْ وَحَيْتُ أَنِّي حَدِيثُ عَهْدِي مِنْ خُرُجْ مَعَهَدِي الْجَمَاعَةِ فَقَدْ طَلَبَ الْأَمِيرُ مِنْ مُسَاعِدِهِ تَوْجِيهَ كَلِمَةً إِلَيْهِ. He said, since I was, he said he was fresh, new to be with this Jama'at Tabligh, he says the Amir, he said to his, to his what? the one who's under him.
Deputy.
His deputy or his whatever. Huh? His right hand or supervisor or whatever, name it. Na'ibuhu. The vice president. The vice emir. The vice, as I got it right now. Because you got al-ra'is wa na'ib al-ra'is. So they have the emir and the vice. Vice what?
Vice.
The vice emir, if you can say that. All right? Meaning the one who right under him. Okay, he said to him, school him first. Is he the one that... See, Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, if someone is upon the haqq, they tell him, here is the mic. Faddal. Because they know he's going to speak the haqq. Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they're not afraid what the person is going to say. Say the haqq, akhi. Go ahead. Use hikmah and say the haqq. No. The emir said to his vice emir, tell him what to say. They give him what to talk about and what not to talk about. فقال له يجب عليك أن تتجنب في حديثك ثلاثة أشياء. He said to him, look man, we want you to speak, but it is obligatory upon you to avoid three subjects. To avoid three subjects. They give him obligatory upon you. I remember once I was with one of the mashayikh. We were in Trinidad and Tobago. Even though that sheikh now was a student of knowledge, he's on something else. But at that time, we didn't know. He was still okay. And I was translating, and we were in this masjid, a huge masjid. And me, first time going there, we don't even know. So people took us to give da'wah. A lot of Muslims came, subhanAllah. It was a lot of people. But then the people who was in charge of the masjid, they didn't know. They didn't like what the sheikh was talking. I'm translating. So the sheikh talking about the sunnah and the bid'ah. And then he started talking about jama'at tabligh. You know what they did? They went and turned the power off. They take the power off, akhi. And they start yelling and start. Allah must tell you, they don't like tawheed. They don't like the sunnah. Tell them, look, this is bid'ah, this is the sunnah, tawheed, shirk, la. They don't like that. So here when this guy, he said to him, three things you have to avoid, and one of them he says, do not talk about shirk yet and bid'ah. Meaning no tawheed, don't talk about tawheed or shirk, la. And do not talk about bid'ah, innovations. And he gave him, he said, لِأَنَّ سَبَبًا حِسَارَ دَعْوَةَ الشَّيْخِ مُحَمَّدْ عَبْدُ الْوَهَابِ هُوَ الْإِهْتِمَامِ الزَّائِدْ فِي ذَلِكَ. He said, why? Because this imam, who they don't like him, they hate him, Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab, they said he went to extreme in focusing on these matters, on shirk, warning against shirk, and warning against innovations. So now you want to like, what da'wah is this? When someone says, look, you can say anything, but don't talk about shirk. And don't talk about what? Innovations. What is the most two deadliest things anyway? If it's not shirk and bid'ah, what is it? Shirk. Because shirk, that's it, nothing, no deeds. If people are upon shirk, nothing is accepted from them, wal'iyadu billah. And if a person are upon innovation, they worship Allah upon innovation, is that going to help them? It's nothing. They can spend 100 years worshipping Allah, tahajjud, sadaqah, crying, I don't know what, fasting, hajj, umrah. If they do everything upon innovation, everything is rejected. You know that, right? It's not about how much you do, it's about how you do it. Because the Prophet says, man amila amala laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa radd. Whoever does an action that is not according to what we are upon, it's rejected. So therefore you see, ulama Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah mukhlisun. They're very sincere. They want good for the Muslims. So they start with the most deadliest thing, shirk. This is the major sin. This is the one that top them all, as shirku billah. They warn, be upon tawheed. Because the one who's upon tawheed, free, his tawheed is pure. Even though he meet Allah with stealing, zina, drink some alcohol, be negligent here or there, he's under the will of Allah. If Allah wishes to forgive that person, go to Jannah, he goes to Jannah. Nobody can say anything else. But if Allah wants to punish that person because of their sins, still they're not going to end up in the hellfire. They will come out and go to the Jannah. But someone who prays and hajj and fasting and sadaqah, but he died upon shirk, those deeds going to help them? It's not going to help them. You see? So the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they want good for the people. Okay? But this foolish people, Allah al-Musta'an. وَالْأَمْثِلَ فِي ذَلِكَ كَثِيرٌ جِدًّا. He says, there's so many examples. If you read that book, Al-Qawlu al-Baligh, فِي التَّحْذِيرِ مَجَمَعَ التَّبْلِيغِ, you will be amazed. As for the Ikhwan al-Muslimun, I'm just going to like translate right now so we can finish this tonight, inshallah. Sorry about the Arabic. As for the group of Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, that started in Egypt, now this poison is all over. This group, he says, it was founded, and their main concern is to gather as much or as many followers they can. That's their main. That's why you find they don't care who's with them. They care about the numbers. They care about followers. That's why you'll find under their umbrella, Jama'at al-Ikhwan, people of bid'ah. People upon innovation, no problem, they're welcome. People who desires, they're welcome. Even the Rafidi. You know the Rawafid of Iran? Shia al-Rafida? Who cursed the companions? And cursed the companions. They say they kuffar, except for a few, handful. And they hate us. Hate Ahlul Sunnah, the Rawafid. The most hated people on earth to Rafidi is the people of Sunnah. But for the Ikhwan, they're their brothers. They put hand in hand with the Rawafid. And it's no one. This is documented for years. والجهمي والمعتزلي والخارجي, those who are upon Jahmiyyah, Mu'tazila, Khawarij, they all. Ikhwanis, they say, don't, we're our brothers. No problem. Welcome, come in. How many followers do you have? Million? Okay, he the man, you can be vice president, man. You can give you, they give them positions and stuff because they have followers. Sufiya, those who celebrate the Mawalid, those who worship graves, even the Jews and the Christians. And this is a reality. The main founders of Al-Ikhwan, the one who founded it is who? Two men, who knows them?
Hassan al-Banna
and
Sayyid Qutb.
No, not Sayyid Qutb. Sayyid Qutb, he came after and he's the one who gave him a boost. You know, he boosted them up. He took them to another level, that guy. Hassan al-Banna and who? Two guys, they're the one who started Jama'at al-Ikhwan. And this man, you know, his name Abbas al-Qummi. You might not have heard this. I heard this from Sheikh Muhammad al-Aslan. And he's Egyptian, he knows them. Sheikh Muhammad al-Aslan. He's like Hassan al-Banna. And another man, his name Abbas al-Qummi. Qaf, Mim, Ya. Al-Qummi, not Al-Ummi. Al-Qaf. Who knows what this means, Al-Qummi? Just from this Al-Qummi, you should know what nationality this man is. Huh? Iran. Ahsant. Rafidi. From Qum. The founder of Ikhwan al-Muslimun is a Rafidi. People don't know this. They're just like, oh, Ikhwan, they're going to bring it. Bring what? They already bring destruction. Still don't know it. And Sheikh Muhammad Rasulullah, let me open a window here and tell you, Because these two guys, they started this this group, and they opened this center in Egypt. And at that time, it was the Azhar. The Azhar was good at that time. And the Azhar, he was independent from the government. Al-Azhar is this is a famous religious institution. It's like Jamia Islamiyya in Medina, but Azhar is way on another level. Now there is a lot of politics in it. Why? Because of these guys. But before these guys, Azhar used to be powerful. Those who are with it, they were upon the haqq, Salafiyya, alhamdulillah. But this Ikhwani and this Rafidi, they're like... And by the way, in Azhar, used to be a four... what do you call them?
Four minbar?
Hey, four minbars. They call them the minbar, not like Jumu'ah minbar, but like four parts. This one for the Ahnaf, one for the Malikiyya, one for the Shafi'is, and one for Hanabila. Okay? These are the major madhab for thoughts, okay? Alhamdulillah. These two guys, they went to the Ra'is at that time of the Azhar. Sheikh Muhammad Ruslan, he mentioned his name, and I forget. Allah musta'an. They told him they wanted a Ja'fari minbar. Not Ikhwani minbar. Look at the Ikhwanis. This guy, Abbas al-Qummi, he has this man with him. They didn't say they want a Ja'fari madhab. You know Ja'fari madhab? The Shia. Rawafid. And that's what Yusuf Ustaz says. Yes, you can worship Allah by Ja'fari madhab too. Yusuf Ustaz, this ignorant, deviant guy. Anyway, Sheikh Muhammad Sa'id Raslan, he says when they went there, one of the mashayikh, one of the main... Actually, not Sheikh Raslan. I'm sorry. I just remember. Sheikh Falah Ismail. Because he said that one of his teachers, Egyptian teacher who used to teach him in Medina, he told him that he witnessed this. Because then he used to be one of the members of the board of Al-Azhar. He wasn't the Ra'is, but he was a member of the board of the Azhar. Sorry, it was not Sheikh Muhammad Sa'id Raslan, it was Sheikh Falah Ismail. Just remember right now. So his teacher was telling him, you know, about the Ikhwan and this and that, you know. Tell him, look, I was there before I came here to teach in Medina. I was in Azhar and this. So these people, they came. And he says, we disagree. We says, there's no way you can open a Ja'fari. No way. But for whatever reason, the one who was ahead at that time told them, look, I'm only one person, I can't do much. But if you get an approval from the government, I'm with you. So they went to the government. The government at that time, Azhar is big thing, yeah, you know, it's like, no, we can't say anything. It's not like that the Azhar is under the government. So they were like this, they said, the only one that can say yes or no is the Ra'is, the president. Who was the president at that time?
What time was that?
It was like in the 50s or 60s. Huh? Abdul Nasser, naam. He was the Ilmani Abdul Nasser. He was Abdul Nasser. He was not a good person, this man, Abdul Nasser. He caused a lot of problems himself. Okay? So finally, with their tricks and with their hair and going over here, finally Abdul Nasser says, so what is this Ja'fari? He says, they're going to teach the Ja'fari the Shia Madhab. He says, where? He says, here in Azhar. That's it? What about the Madhab of Sunnah? Can be taught in Iran? They said, oh yeah, if you want that. He said, yes. They said, okay, we can teach the, we can open a branch of Sunnah, Sunni Madhab, in the university in Iran. He said, okay, no problem. Okay? But then, he says, this Sheikh, he says, now we're talking about, this is the president said this, man, what you gonna do now? He's like, we're working about the curriculums now. The Rafida, they say, look, you guys give us the Sunni curriculum, and our teachers, the Rafida, teach it. But as for the Ja'fari, we have to bring our people from Iran to teach in Azhar. You see? Abdul Nasser says, say that again? Even though he was corrupt, but he has this huruba, Nahwa, this pride of the Arabs, you know. He said, what are you talking about now? Say that again. Are you saying that you people will come here to Azhar and teach your madhab? And our scholars don't go to your country and teach? They said, yes. Said, no deal. Allahu Akbar. No deal. Alhamdulillah. That sheikh, he says, I didn't know, man, at that time. He said, we were with him. He said, I said, Allahu Akbar, and I prostrate. A prostration of thankfulness, of shukr. These guys are dangerous. Ikhwan al-Muslimun. Look, one of the founders is Shi'i. That's why when these, you see when Mursi was the president, the Ikhwan, when the Ikhwan a couple years ago, they were there for a year, right? They already opened the door for the Shia to come, and they opened like, they said like 10. Sheikh Muhammad Raslan said they opened like 10 schools to teach the Shia in Madhab. And they says, Iran said to them, look, we can sponsor as many students you want. Just send them to our country. We take care of everything to teach them what? Shia, Shia Madhab, so they can come back and corrupt the Muslims. You see? And all of this because of these Ikhwanis. Al-Ikhwan al-Mublisun, as Sheikh Maqbul used to call them, the Shaitan Brotherhood. And he used to call them also Ikhwan al-Muflisun, the bankrupt, because they are bankrupt from knowledge and from Sunnah and from Tawheed. And he used to call them Al-Khawan al-Muslimun, the traitors, from Al-Khawan, wa'iyadu billah. Look, Sheikh Muqbil rahimahu ta'ala died some 13, 14 years ago. But if you read his fatawa upon them, what he said about them, you will think, wallahi, Sheikh is still with us now. Because they know their evil, what these people are planning, what their scam, what they're planning. Hassan al-Banna, he says, إِنَّ خُصُومَةً لِلْيَهُودِ لَيْسَتْ دِينِيَّ لِأَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ الْكَرِيمِ حَدَّ عَلَى مُصَافَاتِهِمْ وَمُصَادَقَتِهِمْ. Hassan al-Banna, the founder of Ikhwan al-Muslimin, he says, the conflict that we have with the Jews is not a religious one. It's not a religious. The conflict we have with it is not based on religion. Because Quran incites us Muslims to love them, to take them as friends and the like. Is this what the Quran said to us? Ya Rabbillah. Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, the Imam bin Baz, he was asked about this statement. What do you say about this statement? He said, this is maqala batila khabitha. This is falsehood. This is a filthy statement. The Jews, they are the enemies of the believers, from the worst of the people. You will not find anyone that have more enmity to the believer than the Jews. He says, so therefore, this statement is filthy and futile, despicable and evil. Also, the Sheikh bin Baz says, if they say there is nothing between Islam and the Jews, nothing, you know, there is no problems. There is no contradiction between Islam and what the Jews are upon. He said, this is kufr, layyad billah. This is disbelief to say, no, the Jews and Islam is the same thing. what the Jews are upon and what the Muslims are upon is the same thing. Is it the same thing? It's not the same thing. They don't believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they have knowledge on top of that. At least if they were ignorant, no, they have knowledge. And they put it on the side, waliyadu billah. And also as for the Christians too, they were like, actually they, because they were Christians and they still in Egypt. But the Ikhwan Muslimin, they didn't take a stand and deal with the Christians in the light of the Quran and the Sunnah. You know? They live amongst you. You don't harm them. That's what the Quran says and the Sunnah. They live under your care. Deal with them according to the Quran and the Sunnah. No. The Ikhwan, they take them as their friends and their beloved ones and go to their churches and celebrate Christmas with them. Until now, the Ikhwan Muslimin still go and celebrate Christmas. They celebrate Christmas, man. They go in churches and stuff. Send letters to them and congratulations because of your Eid and your Christmas, your this, your that. And he says, from the thing that he says, look, the Muslims, the people in Egypt, all the laws can be applicable on them. The laws of Islam, Quran, the laws of the Gospel, the laws of the Bible, it's all the same. SubhanAllah, what do you mean it's all the same? And Islam find no problem with that, he says. No problem. Remember what Hassan al-Turabi said? Huh? From the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, from the main heads. Hassan al-Turabi of Sudan. You remember what he says? Al-Fan, about the art. Is it? A'udhu billah. These people, akhi, subhanAllah, Allah musta'an. So you can understand that the Ikhwan Muslimun, their da'wah is for politics. They just want to get rid of the rulers and take their places. That's why they don't care who's with them. They care about numbers. Whoever support them and will work with them, that's their brother. And they work with, doesn't matter. That's why they have this qa'ida, yani. نتعاون فيما اتفقنا عليه ويعذر بعضنا بعضا فيما اختلفنا فيه قاعدة مشهورة this principle that they one of the main principles by the way the mashayikh from them the mufti now and other mashayikh most recently I heard Sheikh Ubaid Habibullah, he says that it's not permissible to use the Adhan or the Quran or anything of the Deen as the ringtone for the phone or something like that. Use other tones. Now somebody may say, no, this is not the ringtone, this is only like an application, right? It's just an app, the Adhan app. Try to turn it off, something like that. Okay? So, and cannot use the Quran. Some people, they have Quran, ayah, as a ringtone. Or the adhan, or a hadith. It says, no, Quran and the deen is not used for this. Use the regular. Stay away from songs, of course, and just the music. Use a regular tone, you know? or vibrate or something like that. Now, I just want to share that with you, inshallah ta'ala. فَالشَّيْءُ بِالشَّيْءِ يُذْكَرُ الدِّينُ النَّصِيحَةُ. The deen is a sincere advice. So here they say, look, the Ikhwan Muslimun, they say, this qa'idah they have, they say, let us work together in anything we agree upon. Anything we agree upon, they say, this do it. The thing we disagree, what they say? Turn your head, turn the back away, or turn your eye away, like you didn't see it. Let us work together in anything we agree upon, and let us forgive one another and pardon one another, let one another ride when we disagree. Is this how it is? It's not how it is. Sheikh bin Bas, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, this statement here, to forgive one another in the things we disagree, it's not always the case. It's not always the case. If there's certain things for the masail, ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they differ amongst themselves. This group, they have the dalil. This group have a dalil. Now you can say, ya akhi, what we gonna do? Different of opinions. But Sheikh Al-Albani has adilla. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen has adilla. It's okay. Choose one opinion, it's okay. If you're a student of knowledge, study the matter, and whatever Allah make it easy for you, take it. But it's not always. Whenever there is a disagreement, just go blind like you never heard anything. No, it's not the case. No.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
So Sheikh bin Baz رحمه الله تعالى says, as for pardoning one another, as related to the matters of differences and the like, he says, yes, if there is no clear dalil in the matter, it's okay. So you don't refute, the ulama don't refute one another when it comes to this matter. But he says, when someone opposed the clear text of the Quran and the Sunnah, when someone opposed the clear text of the Quran and the Sunnah, it become obligatory to refute such a person. The mistake. Na'am. But he says, with the hikmah, with wisdom, and in a good way, you say that this is wrong. And the ulama, as they mentioned, of course, from the Shaykh Ubayd, he says, if the mistakes come from a person upon sunnah, at aqidah, at salaf, still the mistake has to be corrected. But these manners, this alim, or these students of knowledge, honor should be preserved. But Ahlul Bidah, they have no honors. Because they want to take the people away from the Sunnah and the life. Sheikh Bakr Abu Zayd, rahimahullah, in his book Hukm al-Intima ila al-Firaq wal-Ahzab wal-Jama'at al-Islamiyya, he also have a comment on this statement of al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, who they said, let's work together and help one another in anything we agree upon, without tafsil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, help one another upon what? Birr wa taqwa. These people, they said, let's help one another upon anything we agree upon. He says, هذا تقعيد حادث فاسد. This is a principle, an innovated and corrupt principle. So this is an innovated and corrupt principle. Because there is no excuse for anyone who opposes the rulings of Islam. He says, because there is a consensus of the ulama that it's not permissible for anyone to go against the rulings of Islam, especially in i'tiqad, especially in matters of belief, in the creed. He says, now, many groups, he says, they go clearly against principles in aqidah, and they still want to fight and say, support and get together and help one another upon that falsehood. He says, no, this is not the way it should be. So once again, as a brief summary, that da'wah salafiyya is da'wah al-haq, the call to the truth, because, and it calls to unity. That's what brings unity that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not divide the Muslims. Naam, it divides between the good ones and the bad ones. Naam. But as for it to bring chaos, la. That's what we are commanded. Nothing brings the Muslims together, the unity that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than Tawheed. And then to call the Muslims to that which the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim and the Tabi'un alayhim bi ihsan, they were upon. We ask Allah to keep us firm upon this madhab and this manhaj. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the Muslims from the evil of Jama'at al-Tabligh and Ikhwan al-Muslimun and all of the rest of the deviant sects. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad, ala alihi وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.